Hey, this is the Budman, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Hello, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. And as usual, we've got great things to talk about today. One of the things that came out that I thought was really interesting was an executive. It's a report that was done by the Rosen College of Hospitality Management on the vacation home industry in Florida. And they actually, you know, did it for some of the counties. And so they, whoever wanted them to do this report, they actually picked 25 Florida counties to evaluate, of which Orange and Osceola were included in the 25 counties. And actually, Orange and Osceola are two of the biggest, if not the biggest, I think they are the biggest. Actually, there's one that's above Orange. Osceola is the biggest county that has vacation home, and the direct impact of vacation homes on Osceola County is $4 billion. And on Orange County, it is $2.49 billion. And then Monroe County is the other one that is in the Keys, and that one's 2.1. So I guess I was wrong when I was looking at it. Orange County is number two, and then number three is the Keys. But when you're looking at it, and it's like we don't always, take it for granted and that kind of thing, but it has to do with real estate and looking at, how healthy it is and everything out there. And that is a big part of what's going on. And basically what happens in Osceola County, because that's the biggest one right there, their occupancy rate is 62.43%. There's 21,563 units or inventory units. And then it says total units sold is 500,000. So that's got to be like on a weekly basis or something like that. But basically, the average daily rental per rental unit is $221.11. And the average daily rental per person is $40.93. So what these homes are great for, obviously, is they're great for people coming in there with their families and everything to have that. And a lot of people want to have a second home, but then they can also make money on it when they're not there. So with it being rented on average of 62% of the time, then that gives them still 38% that they could use it on their own. That's not really, into anything. Orange County numbers that are, kind of similar is their occupancy rate is 75%. And the average daily rental per unit is $126. So those are more obviously smaller units and that kind of stuff when you're thinking about it. And the average daily rental per person is 25 versus 40 in Osceola. So when you're looking at that, that's pretty interesting. But what it comes down to is that the direct spending supports roughly 115,000 jobs. And one job is created for every $144,000 that's spent, which means overall that 312 jobs statewide every day are created as a result of this market, 13 jobs every hour and one every 5 minutes. Now, I'm not 100% sure when this study was done, but I'm sure that it was pre-pandemic. And so they've been hurt for the pandemic, but they haven't been killed. Yeah. There was a period of time where you probably heard it on the news that the vacation rental homes were closed. But now they're opened up again. And when you think about it, they're probably better to stay in than a hotel because you've got the whole kitchen area. You've got everything that you can do. I mean, not anything against hotels because they keep everything great, too. And I've stayed in them during this time. But when you're looking at a lot of people, you can have a lot of space for just like when you were at home and that you can actually, have your own pool, all of those kinds of things. And this time of year, the pools are heated. So that's
That's so
something that
nice.
people look at and everything as well. But I thought it was very interesting in looking at it, and they didn't include Polk County, which is another
Really big
huge,
one.
really big one. But with the 25 counties that they included, that includes, I believe it was like about 90% of all of the vacation rentals that are happening. So if you're thinking about an investment, it's something definitely to consider.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's just a place that you could, get away and all of that kind of thing to go to. And so I thought that was really good. And then another article that I found that was actually out there that was talking about the migration of 2020. And I'm like, what the heck are they talking about? But basically, they were talking about, that in the 1800s, you had people going to the Oregon Trail and all of that kind of stuff, and there were about 400,000 people that migrated at that point in time. Then there were people that moved from New England to the Northwest Territories in the 18th century, the rural South to the northern industrial cities in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, and then the immigration, of course, of citizens from many European countries to the US in the 1800s and the early 1900s. So all of these were a group of people, searching for a better opportunity and a better lifestyle. And so then you go, okay, so what's the migration that's happening now? And what it is people that are moving from the cities and to the suburbs. And so they're thinking that it was 400 to 500,000 people that did that in the US in the last 6 months.
Wow, that's a big number.
Yeah, so they're saying that it's happening, very quickly, and that's partially why the real estate market is so,
Active.
good and active and everything right now. They said that the reasons behind the migration is, first of all, the pandemic, which of course is clearly number one. Also, the shift from being required to live where you work, is not is another thing, and that people can work from home, and so they're looking for the space, which we've talked about. The civil unrest in a number of cities in the spring and the summer, that people don't want to live, near those kinds of things. And then again, due to the pandemic, the closing of many amenities that made it why you wanted to
Wanted to live
live in
there.
that city.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then lastly, the rising cost of living in major urban core areas when work can now be located in less expensive areas. And so all of those things adding together, have done it so far, and it hasn't ended or anything either. So I just thought that that was really interesting. And when they were looking at it and saying, is this permanent or is it temporary or whatever? And when Pew Research did it, and they said that 28% said they did it because of the fears of COVID-19. 20% said they moved closer to their families because, and then college campuses were closed, 23%, and 18% they moved due to financial issues or job losses. But basically, permanent moves were up 4%, but the temporary moves were up 27%. So they think that really what a lot of people are doing is that they're buying second homes so that they have another place that they can go to. And just like we, so that kind of is a perfect marriage if you're looking at a vacation home, that you could have that, yet you can also have a place where you can go and get away and that kind of thing too. So that's a lot of reasons out there in regards to why the market is what it is and why it continues to grow and all of that. And we're looking at it and figuring out, generally in December, we're not as busy because everybody's involved in holiday
Holiday stuff,
things. And so we haven't found it too much yet, but it has seemed to slow down a tad and everything. But there's a lot of opportunities and everything out there and things for you to look at. And so basically, that's what comes down to when you're looking at what's going on out there, that there's a lot of people that want to move and the reasons why. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pumet, one of my teammates from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So the report that we've got today, you know, we were talking about why it's a great time to sell your house and why people are moving and that kind of stuff in the first segment. But, you know, our free report today is how to sell your own home, which, you know, there's a lot of information we're going to give you here. If you'd like to get this free report, all you have to do is call 833-535-8081, extension 1017, and we'll be happy to get it out to you. You can either leave your email address or your address, and we'll send it out to you. So, you know, when you're looking at selling your house on your own, and there are some places where you can advertise your home if you want to do that. And, you know, I mean, the thing is that always, you know, is a concern and that kind of thing for me and probably you as a homeowner when you're thinking of going down this path is that what am I going to run into that I don't know? And, you know, some people can do this very seamlessly and there's not any trouble or anything. And then there's other deals that go along and you run into roadblocks along the way. And, you know, so it's just easier to have a third party that can actually navigate those waters for you so that you don't have to, you know, worry about it. But here's some tips for selling it yourself if that's what you want to do. And the first thing that you have to do is price it right.
That's always a big one.
Yeah.
I mean, we find that even when we're selling the houses ourselves. So
right.
You got to price it right. That's the very big, the big ticket item.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because people are not going to pay for more than what it's worth. You know, if people have cash, the reason that they have cash is because they're frugal and because they're, you know, or they've been, you know, good with their money in whatever way. And so they're going to make sure that they're going to get their value. Mm-hmm. And so as a result of that, you know, that's what happens when it comes to that. Now, the second thing that happens is that if you're getting a loan, then the bank is going to go out there and do an appraisal. And unless the people are sitting on extra cash that they can come up with to make up the difference of an appraisal, then, you know, unfortunately, you know, somebody's going to have to lower the price or whatever and come back down to it. And I was talking to a lender this week that was telling me that 50% of the deals now are coming in with a lower appraisal than what the contract price is.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so that you have to remember that the appraisers are always looking at historical data. Mm-hmm. And so it's like what happened in the past, but that's what they're required to do, you know, by the banks and everything in order to do that. And so basically 50% coming out, you know, lower means that, you know, although they're willing to pay it, that, you know, that doesn't necessarily isn't what's going to happen. And I would say 90% of the time, it ends up being that the seller is the one that eats the lion's share of it. It doesn't have to be that way. There are other people that can share in the contribution of it, but that's something. So pricing it right is important. If it's going to come down to that price anyway, why not start there and avoid the headaches?
Exactly.
Is my opinion.
Because it'll just sit on the market too long. Then people will start thinking something's wrong with it. So yeah. It just makes sense to price it right from the beginning.
Right. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio, WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pumet, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So number two on our list is preparing your home for sale. And this comes about whether you're selling it with a realtor or whether you're selling it by yourself. Mm-hmm. And there's always little things that you could do. I mean, just going around your house with a magic eraser if you're not going to repaint is a huge thing that you can do to make sure that all of the little spots and stains and all the things that happen, you know, come up. So cleanliness is something that we've talked about, you know,
time and time again.
And I
mean, it's just even good for you while you're there.
Right.
You know, I mean, we're not asking you to, live any differently, but
Right.
just, keep it a little bit clean, because you never know. I mean, sometimes we'll get showing requests on the same day. Maybe it's the morning of, something like that, and you might as well just always have your best foot forward.
Right. So, so prepare your home for sale. And like we said, like one of the main things that are those little covers for the light switches and the outlets and all of those kinds of things. They're under $1 to purchase them, but when they're cracked, it looks like, oh my gosh, what's going on in this house? You know, it's like, what else, what am I not seeing? And that kind of thing. You want to make sure that you've got all of the legal documentation. You know, it is a huge sale when you're doing it. So you have to make sure that you've got that purchase contract, or how are you going to handle that purchase contract and all of those kinds of things. There's a seller's disclosure generally that goes through that you disclose what you know is going on with the house, and that's, it's required in a lot, in most transactions, that you tell the buyer what you know. Basically, when there is, you're going to need to know what your mortgage payoff is if you've got that. It's another thing that you're going to need to know, and you're going to need to know you're going to want need to know a net sheet, which basically comes down to how much money are you going to net in your pocket after the sale. So when you look at that top line number, that's not what's going to go in your pocket or what you're going to walk away with at closing. Not like when you go into a store and they say it's this price and you have to give them that money. Basically, it comes down to that there are closing costs. There are some state taxes on the deed, and all of those kinds of things. There's title insurance. All of those things have to be determined in the paperwork when you're deciding, how you're going to do it. And then you need to know, based on that paperwork, how much is going to end up in your pocket.
And there's going to be prorations of things, maybe taxes, HOA, things
Right.
like that. So you'll have to know what you're entitled to, what the buyer's supposed to pay,
Yeah.
things like that. So there is quite a bit. So that's net sheet comes in handy. For both the buyers, they have a buyer's cost sheet, and then they have the seller's net sheet. So that way, both parties can know what they need to come up with, what one's
Right.
getting, and what one is coming up with.
Right. And then the other thing is personal property. Like, what personal property are you leaving there? I would say probably about 90% of the houses does include all of the appliances, which includes the washer, dryer, the refrigerator, the stove, if the microwave is built in or any of those kinds of things. Occasionally a washer, dryer, or a refrigerator is not included in the sale, but 9 times out of 10 they are included in the sale. So you have to determine that up front too, to see what you are going to include in that. And then, you might want, if you have a survey, it might be nice if you have that available and that kind of thing. That's available as well. So that's just all under prepare yourself with the necessary documentation and everything. The next thing on our list is marketing your home effectively. And this is a big one,
Very big one.
because it comes down to that if nobody knows your house is on the market, if it's a secret, then nobody's going to know to buy it. And what we actually do is we expose your home to the most people that we possibly can in order to get multiple offers and to get the most people seeing it, so that you're going to, get the best price for it. We have this study that we've seen that if you price your house at market value and you market it, the way we do and everything like that, we're going to get about 60% of the ready, willing, and able buyers into your house,
Exactly.
at market value. If you're 15% above market value, you're only going to get about 10% of the people that could buy that house in there. And, I always think that, and people think, well, they could just make me a lower offer if that's what they think. People generally don't operate that way. Life is short, time is short. So what they're doing is that they're going in the houses that they know that they can afford. And even if yours is a little bit more, they're not going to go look
Go
at it
look
in the
at it.
first place. So, in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plumet, my teammate from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So the free report we're talking about today is how you can sell your own home. If you'd like to get this report, it's a lot of information, so we'll be happy to send it out to you. You can just call 833-535-8081, extension 1017, and we're happy to send it out to you. Just leave us your email address or address. You don't have to talk to anybody. We'll send it off to you. So again, that's 833-535-8081, extension 1017. So we were talking before the break about marketing your home effectively. And, you know, with the way that we market it, like we said, if it's priced at market value, you're going to get about 60% of the people in that would qualify to buy it.
Yep.
And if you price it 15% too high, then you're only going to get 10% of the people in that would purchase it. If you're 15% below, on the other hand, you're going to get 90% of the people
coming in.
So, you know, really, I mean, I would rather almost price it too low personally, get everybody in there all at one time, create that bidding war, and then have everything happen from there.
Well, that's why it starts right back to number one, which it says you got to price it right.
Yeah.
From the very beginning to make it happen. Because like you said, a lot of people don't, I mean, I deal with that sometimes with the sellers. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, the clients might have thought that the price was a little high. And they're like, well, just tell them to write me an offer. But it's one of those things where they don't feel comfortable with that. There's too many properties on the market that they can see that, you know, might be more, you know, budget friendly for them per se. So,
right.
I mean, I think we should just price it right from the beginning.
Well, and you do want to market your home effectively, which means a sign, you know, in the front of your yard. And that's another thing that we have, too, is that we do have signs for sale by owners that we give out to you for free. So if you are interested in doing that, I mean, you can go ahead and, you know, call us at 407-566-2555. And we're more than happy to give you one of those signs. And you might think, well, why would we do that? Well, you know, there's only one person that can buy your house. And so if you are not, and somebody calls on your sign that's in your yard and they're not able to buy your house for whatever reason or don't want to, then the only thing we ask is that we're able to market to those people who didn't want to buy your house, you know. So that's basically what it is. But we do have those signs available that can go in your yard. And you might think, well, I don't really want a sign in my yard. I don't want everybody to know. Again, okay, are you going to be a secret person, you know, trying to sell your house, or you're going to let everybody know so you can get the best price for it? We had a seller that said, I don't want to sign in my yard, you know, all of those kinds of things. And I said, all right, well, I really think that we need to do it, just not for the standpoint of I want everybody to, you know, call me and all of that kind of stuff, but that's just one of the marketing pieces that we do. But I said, I'm willing to do it, you know, without it. So then what happened is that he was actually out in his yard and he was doing some yard work and everything. And a guy came by and stopped him on the street and said he just wanted to talk to him about the neighborhood because he had just put a contract on the house down the street that was listed quite a bit lower than his house, but was basically the same house. And again, this was somebody that had their house a little bit too high. And so what happened is because of their search of how they were searching houses, that their house didn't come up when they were searching.
Yep.
So they didn't know that that house was available. And here his house was available and he was helping his neighbor sell his house, but he could have sold his house to that guy, you know, by having the sign there.
Exactly.
So he called me up the next day and said, whatever you were going to do that I talked you out of in marketing my house, go ahead and do it now. And then we got it sold pretty quickly right after that. But, you know, it's like you don't know what part of the marketing is going to work, and that's why we are out there with our tentacles everywhere in the marketing to make sure that you're going to get, what you need.
Exactly.
And so, so a sign in the yard is a good place to start because you might think, well, my neighbors and all that kind of stuff, but your neighbors might have kids, they might have
Yeah, friends or
relatives,
family.
they might have friends, they might have somebody that they want to be their neighbor and they want to pick their own neighbor. So them knowing that your house is for sale, I mean, that could be your best offer and everything
Exactly.
there. And what I find is that people that are actually driving around looking at the neighbors' hoods and writing down the signs in today's world, they're much more aggressive, ready to go buyer than the ones that are just looking online.
That's true. Yeah, because they're driving around, they're spending the time, the energy, the gas,
Yeah.
getting a feel for the area. Absolutely correct.
Yep. So you don't want to, miss any of those things. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So another thing that you want to do, the next thing on our list, is to remain objective during the showing of your home. Which, as a homeowner, this is very difficult. We know this is the house that you're living in. This is, perhaps where you raised your family or you're still raising your family and all of those kinds of things. And, if you've built it or, you've upgraded it or whatever, I mean, you're proud of your house. Most people are proud of their house. And so then to have somebody come in and you hear them say something that they don't like about the house, like, oh, this is the ugliest countertop I've ever seen, or the ugliest cabinets, or whatever. And it's like, it's hard not to take that to heart.
Yeah.
And so that's, why most of the time they say it's better for the sellers not to be there. Because, first of all, you want, the buyers to talk freely
Yep.
and to be able to imagine themselves in there and all of those kinds of things. Now, in today's world, with the number of cameras and everything else out there, you never know what house is being, who's
Who's
watching you
watching and
when
who's
you're in the
not?
house and
Exactly.
all of that kind of stuff, and who isn't. So it's like we have most of our conversation outside rather than inside. But, if the buyer does want to talk inside, then I want them to be able to feel free to do that.
Exactly. I'm the same way.
And so, you can't take it personally, whatever they're saying about it. You have to take the fact that it's your home out of it. And I had one of our clients that was telling me that when they were selling a house up north that was not in a homeowners association, which is why you can't always do it here, but they said that what they had been suggested to them is that they take their front door and they paint it bright yellow. And they're like, bright yellow, why would we do that? And they said, and the reason was is because their home was no longer their home, and so it actually started to get them detached from it,
Makes
from
sense.
that. And then that yellow door was going to stick out like a sore thumb. So when the people were talking about that house, they were going to talk about the yellow door house. And so, it made it stick out. It helped them through it, but it comes down to that you have to remain objective. You have to remember that it's no longer going to be your
No,
home.
exactly.
And
Yeah.
so what people are going to do is beyond your control. And I mean, there are some times that people just can't get beyond that. I know that there were some people that sold their house for less money to someone who loved their house the way that it was and wasn't going to change it versus somebody that said they were coming in and going to tear out everything and redo everything.
Yeah, we've had that happen more than time. I always say, I mean, it's funny because now it seems like they don't have the buyers and the sellers sometimes at the same closing. I know with the pandemic, it's really not happening, but they started that, it seems like, a couple of years ago. And I feel like it's that was one of the trendsetters
Yeah.
was that, because you would, because we've had that happen where they were like, oh, the first time I just tear out the kitchen. Oh my gosh, why would you do that? I just put that in, and then
Yeah.
it causes a little bit of a tizzy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it just makes sense. I mean, like you said, you just got to detach from it. It's going to be somebody else's home. they're going to have all the right in the world to do what they want to it.
Yep. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pumet, one of my teammates from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So we're talking about today our free report, which is how to sell your own home. And if you'd like to get this report, you just have to dial 833-535-8081, extension 1017. You don't have to talk to anybody. You can either leave us your address or email address, and we'll get it right out to you. So you could just go ahead and give us a call for that. You could, if you want that free sign we were talking about as well, you could call that same number or call the office either way. But that number again is 833-535-8081, extension 1017. So the next thing that's on our list here is to pre-qualify your prospects. Now, this one right here, this is so critical in today's market. I know in the last, 30 days or so, I've been kind of harping on this a little bit, because to me, it's very disturbing that of the houses that go under contract in Central Florida area, only 60% of them actually close.
Yeah.
And a lot of this comes from making sure that those prospects are able to purchase and all of those kinds of things.
Yeah, I mean there's a big process to go into it. I mean, you can go online and you can do the application, and then they shoot you out a letter that says, hey, guess what? Based upon what you gave us, you qualify for XYZ. But then when they start digging deeper in there, they start getting the actual paperwork, that does change.
Yeah.
So it's very important to pre-qualify them, as best as you can from the very beginning. So you're not going to be that statistic of the 32% that don't close.
Right.
You want to make sure that you can close and that the person buying your home is able to.
Yeah. And that's a very huge thing. And we've had some situations lately where it's been delayed because of the lenders and that kind of thing. And number one, but then number two, with the way that lender presented it, it had to be reworked and just took extra time and all that kind of stuff, which drives me crazy. But, it's like we're able to hold the deals together generally and stuff like that. But the fact that so many of them just fall apart for no reason that didn't need to in the first place. And unfortunately, the rules are from us, which if you're a for sale by owner, you could still market your property, but most of the time, most sellers go, well, once I have a contract, I'm okay with stopping. Well, in our multiple listing service, we have to market as under contract, but that keeps a lot of people from continuing to look at those properties, and you really need a backup, because so many of them fall apart.
Yeah.
And so, we're constantly working on that and figuring that out. And we just had a situation where a person's lender, fell apart, and you did have that backup offer and you were able to close within a week.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
Yeah. As a result of that. But it's like if you hadn't had that, then we would still be sitting here today and it wouldn't have been a pretty picture for anybody. And that was somebody that, supposedly was qualified. We talked to the lender, everything was supposedly great and everything. And then all of a sudden it wasn't.
Yeah. And it happens. And sometimes that situation, it was already 3 weeks in.
Right.
So, and it was just because of the job situation. They said everything was fine in the beginning, and then when it got to the underwriter, they just didn't want to take that risk, is what they said. And it was just, she went from one field to another, which is something that we talk about, but she went from a higher paying job to a lower paying job, similar field, not the same field, which is where it messed it up. Mm-hmm. And they thought that they could use it and they couldn't. So like you said, it just, you have to be on it every week and just follow through to the end. And then if not, you have to have a backup.
Yeah.
Maybe two backups if need be, you know.
That's exactly right. Yeah, you definitely need to do that. So we're only like to number six, and obviously we're not going to get done with it today. But it's a lot of information. So if you want us to send you the free report, you can call anytime to 833-535-8081 extension 1017, and we'll get this report right out to you. So it's How to Sell Your Own Home is the name of it. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And if you'd like to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So now we come to the point in our show where we're actually talking about some houses that are available and that kind of thing. So.
So we've got one here, another off-market property, three bedrooms, two bathrooms, one carport, concrete block built in 1959, 1170 square feet, excuse me, 0.21 acres. HOA is very low, $1,246 for the year. There's no HOA. Orange County. This property is listed at $149,900. However, it's already the value is at 185. So you're starting off, running out the floodgates with 35,000 in instant equity. One of the hottest properties right now in the zip code, it's 32808. It already has a tenant in place. And this particular property, normally when I talk about these homes that are off market, sometimes they need some type of work. That's why the price sometimes is a little bit lower. But with this one being on a quarter of an acre, does not require any immediate updating at all. All of the big ticket items have already been done. The roof and the electrical panel were done in 2010. The havoc and the plumbing were also done in 2009. So again, you still got some good life out of them that probably within maybe the next couple of years you might want to do it, but right now just to get you in there would be great. The property is currently rented and it's below market value because again it's been a long-term tenant. However, they're paying $1,050. At lease doesn't expire until October 31st of next year. They actually do have a lease in place, which is fantastic. Good paying tenants. But right now it's at an 8% return on investment. But once that new tenant gets in there, come next year, you can easily increase it by an extra 3%. So you're talking maybe $1,300 to $1,400 a month. So now you'd be at 11 to 12% return on investment. And it's just phenomenal. It's the third cheapest property right now on the market that is actually in really nice condition compared to others in this price point that are on the market that are priced, maybe around the same, but they do need some type of work. So it's a really nice one. Like I said, it's 149 easily. Starting right off the floodgates, 185 to 190 is the equity of the home. So it's a really good property in my opinion, for this one. And like I said, these start off with not being on the MLS. To start off, they give it a week and then they put them on the MLS. So you can get this one before anybody else can at that low price. And you can have the tenant in there paying it for you. And then if anything, come next year, you can move in or, reduce the, I mean, increase the rent.
And there's a property in DeLand too that is actually an income property. It's got two little houses on it. One of them actually used to be a garage, but it was converted into an apartment, which is a one bedroom, one bath. And that is rented out at $750, I believe.
Yeah, but actually, I think it's seven.
700. And so the main house is actually a 2-1. It's about 100 years old, but everything's in great shape. Everything's working and functioning. So for that, you could probably get at least 900 to 1,000,
Easily, yeah.
For renting it out. So you're looking at that, 12% a year in your rental income on that one as well. So
Fantastic.
that's another one that you
We've
could
got.
definitely, go ahead and get and everything. And so it was vacant, and so we were kind of waiting to prove the rental, but we've got a tenant in that just the little house now. So if you wanted to actually live in the front house and then rent out the back one, it would be a great income producing property for you.
That would be great. Again,
And
maybe
it
an
would
in-law
probably.
suite or something. I mean, maybe your kids for the, college or something. I mean, you got so many possibilities.
Yeah, and with that, then when it, with that apartment in back, that's going to pay probably at least half of your mortgage, and so it's going to really cut down your
Your
price, and you
cost.
wouldn't have to do anything with it. So I
Nope.
think that's a good option too. So there's plenty of great opportunities out there, is what
That's where
there
we're going
is.
with
So
it.
you just have to give us a call. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you next week. Have a great one, everybody.
Have a good one. Hey, good job, everybody.
All right, sounds good.
That's a wrap.
All right, see you later.
Next time.
All right, bye.